Israelites coming to fruition. Even today, amidst all the terrorists, amidst all the missiles that are flying, I know it looks like it's all falling apart. It's finally coming together. God is in control and always has been. All that the Lord has planned for me is coming to fruition. All that the Lord has planned for you is coming to fruition. All that the Lord has planned for Israel is coming to fruition. All that the Lord has planned for Palestine is coming to fruition. All that the Lord has planned for Iran and Ukraine and Russia, it's all coming to fruition. All that the Lord has planned for the United States of America, coming to fruition. All that the Lord has planned for the earth, coming to fruition. God is working out his plan. There's no more wondering about God's presence. Put it to rest. He's with you. There's no more wandering from faith to faith, to church, to belief, and spun around like a pinball. God is present in your life. Period. There's no more asking if God is on your side. He is. The Lord is with you. Will you receive it? And then when you say, yes, I'm prepared to receive what God has for me, guess what's coming? God's challenges. And listen, here's your next slide. As you accept his challenges, you're going to have to accept his presence. Just because there's a challenge doesn't mean there's an absence of his presence. Oftentimes he asks you, step and start fighting. Step, get moving. Go through the camp, tell the people, get your provisions ready. Just like a hurricane's coming, baby, you better get your supplies. Hurricanes are coming. You got your water, got your flashlight. Hurricanes are coming. Challenges are coming. And you don't even know what it's going to look like, but you better be prepared. 3 days from now, you're going to cross into the Jordan. You're going to take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. I know this for certain. As I stand on the promises of God and I accept the challenges that God's going to bring, we're going to need some warriors for Christ. There's your next one, God's warriors. Now, this is really kind of cool. If you continued reading on, I think it's verse 12 right through the rest of the chapter 1 and 2. They talk about the Rebunites, the Gadites, and the Manasseh. These tribes were to take possession of the lands east of the Jordan, not where they were going to go do all this fighting. These warriors were to help secure the land, the promised land, for all the other tribes. Then they were to go to their own land that Moses had promised them. And this was some good land. It's open space. They had requested this land. If we ever get there, can we get that? Can we get that kind of land? I know there's giant people over there with giant grapes, but we want to go over here. Why? Because it's good for grazing the cattle and grazing the flocks, and there's not a lot of people over here. There wasn't much to conquer over there, but they were to help all the others conquer. And then they get to go to their promised land. What would you do? I'm not interested in that land. I'm not interested in that fight. That's not where I'm going to live. What I want is over here. So I don't think I'm going to involve myself too much with that. I don't have to help them in their house. I don't have to help the neighbor across the street. I don't have to help those that are stricken with pain and hurts and not my land. What if I told you a great Zig Ziglar quote? You can get everything you want by helping others get what they want. You can get everything you want by helping others get what they want. That's attributed to Zig Ziglar, but it's scripture. And this is a core principle in leadership and in personal development. If you're a warrior for Christ, you're going to begin to grow in the recognition that your life is not just about you. It's not about your feelings, not about your opinions, not about your desires, not about you trying to prove your point. Your life will be bigger than that. You will move into warrior mode. You will move into Christ-likeness. Do things for the betterment of others. You'll stand in the gap for the addict. You'll stand in the gap for the alcoholic. You'll stand in the gap for those that are divorced and unwed. You take up the cause of the less fortunate, like Jesus did. You show love to the unlovable, like Jesus did. You give peace and forgiveness and grace and mercy, like Jesus did. Are you sure you want to be Christ-like? The Lord has prepared us to feed the hungry. He has trained us to give drinks to those that are thirsty, to welcome the stranger, to visit the prisoner, to clothe the naked, to offer hope to the widow and the orphan. When you have done this to the least of these, you have done it unto me. Keep serving, keep honoring, and if necessary, like these other tribes, go to battle. Go to battle for the betterment of someone else. You can get everything you want by helping others get what they want. Focus more on others and you will find yourself with the heart of God. You meet their deepest needs because you've died to self. The decree and the command on this side of the cross is simple, but it's very difficult. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. Love your neighbors as yourself. Jesus gives the command. This is what you're to do. Go do that. And God has not called us to follow this command to its logical conclusions. God has called us to follow this command to its illogical results. Because it doesn't make sense in the physical world. But in God's heavenly kingdom, who values his people, mercy and grace and love overflow. And fill your heart. Don't hoard it. Give it away. We're looking for results that only he can bring in the lives of his creation. Do your part. Helping others to take hold of the promised land. And God will be with you every step of the way, fulfilling the calling that you have on your life. Let me pray for you. Father in heaven, I thank you so very much. In this place, there are God's warriors in the house. And Father, here we desire to serve you and serve you well. And Father, if that means sometimes letting go of ourselves and serving others for their benefit, for their betterment, Father, may it be so. May we be Christ-like and know what that truly means. I pray, Father, you would work in our hearts and in our minds and give us very good, clear direction of what you're calling and asking. As individuals, what are we to do? What direction are we going to go? Why am I created? Help us fulfill that calling that you have placed upon our lives. And bind us together as a body of believers. Unify us, Father, that we would continue to love and honor you. And Father, that in this place, people step upon this campus, they find grace and mercy and compassion and love and healing. And they find all the things that man cannot do. And they find a great and amazing God doing great and amazing things. We come before you with thanksgiving, praise, and adoration. Look forward to all that you're going to do. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen. God bless you guys.